In the name of Jesus gathering from the world, we come apart. Praying that his presence with us must refresh each longing heart. Lord, refresh our hearts today. Teach us how to truly pray. Keep us faithful, true, responsive, listening to your voice always. We come to get refreshed. Right now, the world out there, everywhere, is full of fear. They're really afraid. Rightly so, probably. Very afraid. But are we afraid? Well, we're concerned. We have a whole different outlook because, well, I mentioned last week about being born again. We have a living hope. So we're not really, we're not scared like the world is. The world is really worried, and they're kind of freaking out. But we have a living hope, and we're not concerned because we're safe in the bosom of Jesus, and Satan can't hurt us. He can't remove us from that. And he can't take away our best investment we've made, and our best investment was eternal life. That was the best investment we ever made. Right now, my investments, I don't want to look at them when they come in the mail because they're going to be way down in the dumps. But that investment in Jesus Christ to live your life by him is the best investment, pays the best dividends for eternity. There's a wonderful verse in Proverbs that talks about how God's people feel when there's all kinds of unrest in the world. And it says in Proverbs 2, one verse, "But he whoever listens to me will dwell secure and will be at ease without dread of disaster." And that's exactly how we feel. We don't have a dread of disaster. So we can be very thankful this morning. And Jesus is the center of our message. I wonder if we could sing maybe the first two verses of 218. "It is well with my soul."